DJ King Britt and the Sister Gertrude Morgan Experience are here today as we get a chance to hear a couple of the songs live from the ambitious remaking of the a cappella album that Sister Gertrude Morgan, a New Orleans evangelist, made for Preservation Hall Records. Before we get to our set, we talk with King Britt and guitarist Tim Mozer, who put the album together. I started off by asking King to tell us about Sister Gertrude Morgan, who I knew as a singer and preacher, but also as an artist.
Yes, she's a very famous African-American painter who lived in New Orleans. That's where she resided since she was young. And her paintings are all over the world, in the Smithsonian Museum and the Folk Museum in New York and various other places. And people have been collecting her stuff for years, like David Byrne and that sort of thing. So anyway, she also was an evangelist. And she thought she was the bride of Christ. And she used to be in a French Quarter on the corner with a megaphone, you know, reading from the scriptures and singing. And the Jaffe family, who owns Preservation Hall, they did an album with her in 1970, just her and tambourine. And that's it. And it's such an amazing record. And then Andy from Rope-A-Dope was in New Orleans, and he heard the album, and he's like, what is this? And he got in touch with Ben Jaffe, and they got the rights to redo the record.
So when you get a hold of this, it's she's singing a cappella, but there's another instrument on here, which I got to figure, from your viewpoint, kind of figured in what you were doing, which is her tambourine playing.
Oh, it was difficult because it was just a two-track. So it was just her vocal and tambourine. We couldn't separate them. It was a raw recording, so sometimes it was loud and all. But, you know, that's what we do for a living, is we're able to work with any situation. So,
well, it helps that she's a strong player.
Well, we use computers, too. So we put her timing in time.
Gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
Exactly. So,
see, you can do anything nowadays.
You can do anything.
Wow. Synchronization.
Well, so you get this, and what's your initial thought on how to proceed? I mean, had you worked with anything that had this kind of a almost folk background, kind of, you know, certainly a New Orleans background, which is a little little different.
I mean, Tim and I, we remix everything. I mean, we just did Dizzy Gillespie recently. I remixed Tori Amos with John Wicks a long time ago, and it was just her vocal and piano, but that's great because that's just the foundation, and then we can create music around it. So when I first heard the CD, just their vocal and tambourine, it just blew me away, and the spirit and the energy. But the first person I called, of course, is Tim Mozer. And, you know, Tim came over, and then Tim will tell you.
Tim, what did you think?
Well, it was the same thing. I was completely blown out. And King originally was telling me about this. I came over, and he had a book of all of her paintings. And I remember looking through those about the same time as we were listening to the record and just being blown away on both fronts, you know.
Yeah, they run parallel.
Yeah.
The artwork and the music.
And so then the next challenge is you make this album, and it works pretty well. And then you got to turn it into a live experience.
Right. Well, while we were doing the whole record, we were definitely thinking we're going to definitely do this live.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
And you have everybody who's on the album has got a chance to play it live with you.
Really, the album is mostly just Tim and I with G-Love as a guest. But all the instruments, everything you hear is really Tim and I.
And also I know Sperry, who's here.
Oh,
playing
cool.
Bass.
Oh, yeah, Barry plays bass.
Barry
well,
Mann, who's also on this. Well, tell you what, let's go to the stage and hear what this sounds like. And actually, the way you begin the show is the way the album begins as well. So this is Let's Make a Record, the Sister Gertrude Morgan Experience.
It's not one person, it's not one way. You know, but with her, and like with Moses.
It's the way it's
presented. Yeah, it's totally.
Thank you.
That's one you may have heard more than once in the version that is on King Britt Presents the Sister Gertrude Morgan. That is a live version of Living Bread, one of the strongest vocal performances. And one of the more song-like things she does, and one of the cool things about being able to do a remix of this is, like remixes, or you'll have to tell me because I haven't actually heard the original, it kind of stretches out. I mean, you're able to deal with it in more remix form.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't really like to say remix, unfortunately, because the word remix has been kind of watered down. This is really creating a new album. This is producing. But, you know, it's the remix approach, like mathematically in the studio, the way we approached making the record was as if we were doing a remix, but it's actually, you know, a production. So we treated it as if we were a band working with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we had all these different influences. We were listening to My Life in Bush Ghost, David Byrne. We were listening to Talk Talk, Spirit of Eden. And then, you know, of course, we wanted to have the exact tones to kind of bring it up to date, but then also keep the traditional sounds of New Orleans. And that's where Tim really shined because he's
his
amazing
guitar parts, definitely. Yeah. Why those particular albums? What were you listening for in those?
It's atmosphere. The atmosphere, the mood that they created. Like, for instance, Spirit of Eden was very organ-based and dark.
Dark harmonicas and stuff. You know, you probably wouldn't hear, like, the literal, you know, influence of those records, per se, when you listen to Sister Gertrude. But I think when we heard those records in the studio, just kind of listening, there was just some kind of an atmospheric thing that was happening there. This kind of nasty, dirty thing that's in this atmosphere that is conjured on this record.
That's Tim Mozer. He and King Britt have put together the Sister Gertrude Morgan Experience Live and the album that is out now on Rope-A-Dope. King, we've never had a chance to have you on the show, but I'd love if we could maybe find out a little bit about how you got to where you are, if we could. You grew up here in Philly, and when did you first come in contact with a piece of vinyl that you loved?
Well, I think, you know, I guess 2 days after I was born, I probably touched vinyl because my parents were so into music and they collected music. They weren't musicians. My mom was a homemaker, and then my dad worked for the Navy and was a barber. So he had a barbershop on 40th and Market back in the day. So, you know, when I was a baby, I mean, just records everywhere. So I was like 2 days old when I touched vinyl. But the first time I remember going to a store and buying vinyl with my dad, I was about four. And I got a 45. Unfortunately, I don't remember what the 45 was, but... you know, vinyl was always in the house, and we always had the records like Peter Pan and all these stories because my mom really didn't want me to watch a lot of television. So she would play these stories on the record player, and I was like, yeah, this is great, you know. Kind of like the old days when we didn't have television, you know.
And when did you first think that, gee, this is something I could do something with and do something artistically with?
It's wild because... You know, all through school and high school, I was collecting keyboards and instruments, and I was actually making music. And it wasn't until, and I always collected vinyl, but I never thought about DJing. And I used to go see Jazzy Jeff all the time, DJ at block parties, and DJ Miz, Cash Money. But it wasn't until I lived with Josh Wink and my friend Blake, and Josh was like, you have all this vinyl, like, you need to start DJing, because I used to make mixtapes just for fun, you know, for people in school or whatever. He's like, you really need to, like, spin out. So they were doing this party called Vagabond, and then there was a club called Revival, and that was my first gig, Revival, down in the basement.
Well, now King Britt does it all over the globe. I want to play one from the disc so people can hear how you and Tim actually put this one together. And Tim, why is this version of Sister Gertrude Morgan's Power called the Voodoo version?
Well, I think it just because if you listen to the track, it just conjures so much voodoo. And you know, we're just trying to take it back to New Orleans and the swamps and everything that's happening, you know, there.
totally. Mm. Well, thanks, you guys, for playing live. And
thank you.
It was a blast. Here. Thanks.
Tim Mozer and King Britt, who's behind Sister Gertrude Morgan album and this version of Power.
Amen. Power, power, Lord, power.
The voodoo version of Power from King Britt presents the Sister Gertrude Morgan Experience, the album. Our thanks to King Britt and also to Tim Mozer and the full band for their performance today. If you're looking for the album, you can find it at our World Cafe website. It's at worldcafe.npr.org.